Whether you're feeling happy, sad, mad, or glad, it never hurts to change it up. Tired of the rut you're stuck in but don't know what to do? Change it up. Life transitions expert, speaker, and best-selling author Paula Shaw will be leading the charge each week, exploring topics that inspire men and women to welcome change and create a new kind of conversation. Join a movement that encourages truth, respect, innovation, and cooperation at home, in the workplace, and around the world. Ready to change it up? Here's your host, Paula Shaw.
Welcome to Change It Up Radio with Paula Shaw. This is a show for everyday men and women like you and me, helping us get out of our ruts and embrace change, because we all know all growth happens outside of our comfort zones. And it does seem that the only constant these days is change, and learning to embrace it makes for happier people who are dealing with life a lot better. So let's just do it together. Welcome. All righty, we are going to be talking about growing a business and a self today, because it's really hard to grow a business unless we do grow a self. You know, we all start out with limitations and we all start out with dreams. But if we don't find ways to cope with our limitations, to overcome them, and ways to bring our dreams into reality, it's really tough to grow a business. And more often than not, I find that one of the ways that helps us to grow through the everyday issues of what you have to do when you're trying to start a business, when you're an entrepreneur who's trying to figure it out on your own, one of the things I find is that the personal challenges become a critical part. For example, if you're finding that you really want to market online, but you don't understand Facebook and it's a challenge for you to get an email out, and there are all those terms everybody uses, you know, like me and follow me and, you know, I'm defriending you, and or maybe it's unfriending you. I don't know. See, I'm not really good at all those terms either. But if you don't have the lingo down and you don't have the know-how down, it can be very intimidating. In fact, it can almost feel impossible. So some of the things we need to do if we have that dream or we have that mission. You know, I've had people on this show who were just kind of everyday people who something happened in their life and they decided they were going to do this thing or they were going to create this nonprofit. You may have heard last week's show where Dina Ray was saying she is physically challenged and has to get around in a wheelchair. And one day her van broke down only 2 miles from her home in a shopping center parking lot. And she had to sit in that van for hours because there was no service to come and get her. Lyft and Uber and all of those kinds of services don't have vans. And an electric chair does not fold down, so it would not fit in a regular vehicle. And that spurred her on to decide to create Care Able. But she wasn't a techie genius. She didn't have all the know-how. And there's a lot to do. Now, one of the things I have found is like that character from, I think it was A Streetcar Named Desire, who said, "I have always depended on the kindness of strangers." I have been pretty fortunate in my life that a lot of strangers have become friends and have been very kind to me and have spent a lot of time teaching me and coaching me on how to overcome the marketing thing when you're working with online businesses, because it's all different now, isn't it? You know, I was recently at the Association for Comprehensive Energy Psychology Conference in Orlando, Florida, at Walt Disney World, actually. And It was so interesting because we were having our 20-year anniversary, and many of us are founding members of that organization. And we were talking about how we used to have to bring these 4-inch thick notebooks filled with our overhead projector slides, you know, those papers that you'd have, that you'd have to lay on an overhead projector in order to have something visual for your presentation. And now, of course, you know, you have a little thumb drive in your purse and you just plug it in and you've got all the bells and whistles working for you. It's come a long way. But it's a mixed blessing because there are ins and outs and things you need to know in order to do it well. And many of us who've been around for a while, especially a lot of boomers, you know, we may have some great ideas for things we want to create, but we may not have all the know-how as far as how to launch it out there in today's world. And one of the pieces of good news I have for you is that my guest today is Heather Ann Havenwood, who is a coach and a business strategist. She's also a talk show host and an author, and she's going to be sharing a lot of secrets about how all of us can grow our businesses with online marketing. She's grown 2 businesses to over $1 million, so she definitely knows the secrets of how to do that, and I promise to try to get her to give us the simple step-by-step clues to what do you do if you're not a millennial or you're not somebody who grew up using a computer? Because it's tricky. It really is tricky, and it can be very overwhelming. Now, speaking of overwhelm, I have made a commitment to myself since being at the conference that I am going to share with you on every show some kind of a mind-body, mindfulness, energy psychology, or energy medicine technique that we can use to make our lives work better. Because one of the things that I know and that was really reinforced for me at the conference this weekend is that when our energy is flowing the way it's supposed to, when our energy is strong, we are capable of doing amazing things. We're at our best. We think more clearly. There are practices we can engage in that actually grow our brains. I don't know if you're aware of this, my friends, but as we grow older, the brain tends to shrink unless we are actively doing things to make that brain stay strong and healthy and actually even gain in volume. One of those things is meditation, which I'm a big fan of. But there are many other things that we can do too. But most importantly, we need to keep our energy strong and in correct alignment. So Donna Eden shared with us this. Donna Eden, by the way, is 75 now, and you have never seen such a spitfire in your life. Oh my goodness, this woman, she wowed me when I met her 20 years ago in Switzerland. And she hasn't lost a thing. In fact, she's maybe even more dynamic and more bubbly now. So I'm telling you, this stuff works. So one of the processes that we talked about that's very helpful for overwhelm is to just place your fingers on your temples. You know, like the 3 middle fingers right there on the temples. And just hold them there for a minute and take some nice deep breaths. And just kind of be present. Don't be thinking about the grocery list or what you have to do tonight or why you haven't had a date in 6 weeks or, you know, any of that stuff. Let's put that away and just focus on our temples. Take a few nice breaths. And now take those same 3 fingers and sweep them back over the tops of your ears on the skull and then around your ears on your skull with a bit of pressure. And then just let those hands hang on your shoulders for a minute. Take another breath. And then cross them on your chest over your heart chakra with your thumbs in the middle. And take another breath. This actually has a name, and I am blanking on it right now, so I'm not able to give it to you. But let's review it one more time because it's a great way to overcome overwhelm. Temples, fingers on the temples. Take a couple nice deep breaths. Sweep them back above and around your ears. Let the hands hang on the shoulders. A couple more breaths. Then cross the hands over your heart with thumbs in the middle at the sternum. And breathe. This can be a great centering process, something that can really help you to calm when the storm is raging. And we all know there are many things that get that storm raging when we have our own businesses. Sometimes it's our insecurities about not knowing well enough how to do something. Sometimes we experience intimidation in the face of other people that seem to have it all down so much better than we do. There may be actual, you know, difficulties with things like the inability to get loans or funding. I know Melinda Wittstock, who was a guest recently and has a podcast called Wings of Inspired Business, who talks to women who have been through this entrepreneurial journey, says sometimes men can get loans more easily than women can. Sometimes we are dealing with disrespect from males who don't feel we belong in certain jobs or who don't want to work with us as equals. There can be a lack of really good mentors. And as we were just discussing, overwhelm can be really hard because most women are also still dealing with children and home, family needs and schools and all of that along with their jobs. And sometimes that lack of confidence can lead to procrastination and we don't do the things we need to do to really be successful. So coming up right now is going to be Heather Ann Havenwood, who's going to give us the inside scoop on what we need to do to get those businesses going and flowing so that we can have them be everything we want them to be. And we'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer. Change it. Turn and face the strain.
Change it. Now, more than ever, it's important for women to understand why they need a financial strategy. Women tend to make less money than men, live longer, and face more financial challenges during retirement. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair. With evolving roles and increasing responsibilities, women are seeking out ways to become more knowledgeable about their finances. My life's work has been to empower women to make good financial decisions today to help ensure you have a bright future tomorrow. I'm here to help you learn more and to become more. Give me a call for your free no-obligation consultation or a second opinion at 619-997-0416. 619-997-0416. That's 619-997-0416.
Sherry Blair is registered with and securities are offered through Broker International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Broker International Financial Services, LLC is not an affiliated company. California license number 0B42369.
For those looking to improve their lives, there's nobody better to turn to than Paula Shaw. Paula helps people regain successful lives by identifying and eliminating self-sabotaging behavior using a multitude of mind-body techniques to identify and resolve their core issues. Working with a wide variety of healing modalities, she provides her clients with the most effective process for their specific needs. To book a session with Paula, call 858-480-9234. That's 858-480-9234.
And welcome back to Change It Up with Paula Shaw. As promised, I am delivering in this segment the woman we've all been looking forward to hearing from. She is Heather Ann Havenwood. She's the CEO of Havenwood Worldwide, LLC, and Chief Sexy Boss. She's a serial entrepreneur and is regarded as a top authority on internet marketing, business strategies, and marketing. She is also a media host. She has a show called The Win that's nationally syndicated, and a best-selling author. Her book, Chief Sexy Boss has been, or Sexy Boss, right? Or no, she's been named the Chief Sexy Boss because of her Amazon bestseller, Sexy Boss, which I certainly want to hear all about, Heather. So please help me welcome this wonderful lady. Hi, Heather. So good to have you here.
Hi, Paula. Thank you so much for having me. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It is going to be a lot of fun. And I want to also say to our listeners, Heather Ann teaches, coaches, experts, and service providers on all kinds of marketing, online marketing skills, and sales strategies. She's built a couple of million-dollar businesses. So this is a lady who definitely knows what she's talking about. And we are so lucky to have her with us today. Heather, I wanted to begin by reading an email because I let some people know that you were going to be on my show. And I said, if there's anything you really want to know about or issues that you're dealing with, let us know about it. So let me read this, and then we can kind of use it as a reference point as we talk about the things we want to talk about with you. All right, here we go. Dear Paula, you recently said that you were having Heather Ann Havenwood on your show and that she was an extraordinary business coach for women, so I thought I would write you and see if she could help with some of my current dilemmas. Everyone says you have to grow your business online today, and I feel that I'm doomed because I'm not very techie, I have children, and limited time. I'm embarrassed to say that I don't understand a lot of the terminology. Facebook has been a time-sucking rabbit hole for me. I can relate to that. And I'm frustrated and overwhelmed. Is my dream of having a counseling business doomed? Are there any basic steps that I can begin with that aren't too difficult or requiring a lot of techie knowledge? Hope she can help. Lucinda. So, Heather Ann, I know that you specialize in working with women. And I have a feeling there's a story behind that. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd like to answer her question real quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, great. So here's what I would say to Lucinda and any woman out there who feels overwhelmed by technology. So first of all, you're not alone. And yes, Facebook is a time suck. Unless you're using the tool to actually make money, my suggestion is stay off of it. So here's the thing about internet marketing. There's a ton of different tools. I've been doing online marketing since 01 and have a master's degree in digital marketing in 2010. Here's the deal. If the tool is not serving you and making money, then stay off of it, right? So that's the first thing. Number two is if she has a counseling business, a coaching business, I'll let you do a counseling business, which is a similar business model of coaching, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or counseling or anything like that, which I call a soft communication. So therefore, it's called a belly-to-belly business. People do business with people that, what I call human-to-human contact. So the more high-tech we go as a society, the more high-touch people want. So my suggestion to you, Linda, is to get out there and start networking belly-to-belly. So that means yes, getting out there in a networking event, getting out there in your local community, being part of the community, and getting out there because counseling is a very connective kind of thing. Mm-hmm. People don't go to counselors unless they feel connected to that person or refer them to that person. So it's a very belly-to-belly conversation. So for her, I would suggest, especially with her situation, to focus on belly-to-belly. Someone else maybe doesn't have more time, that's younger, that wants to go tech, and is in counseling, they can do that. But I wouldn't try to go and recreate and learn tech if you're not familiar with it now. I would go doubling down on the touch of human-to-human side.
Now let me ask you this, Heather, and what if she were, or what if it was more of a coaching situation, and this coach also had programs, like online programs, that they wanted to market?
Well, yeah, so I think Lucinda doesn't have that.
No. Point.
However, yes, with the coaching, the coach has programs, absolutely. So I work specifically with women coaches and entrepreneurs and helping them grow their business online specifically. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest things that people don't do that I highly suggest is doing what I'm doing now, which is doing podcast guesting, right? Leveraging other people's audiences. That could be guest blogging. That could be guest podcasting. That could be adding value to someone else that already has an audience and seeing how you can add value to their audience and then get promotion. That's one of the number one ways that most people are not leveraging is they're trying to buy media or they're trying to connect through Facebook, but they're not going after, hey, who else is already in front of my buyer? Mm-hmm. Who else already has my buyers on their list of some sort? Who already has the eyeballs, right?
Right.
So how can I do a JV promotion with them, or how can I connect with them, or how can I add value to their current clients?
Okay, you just used a term that I'm not sure everybody's familiar with, a JV promotion. Can you talk about that a little bit?
So a JV promotion, if somebody has an online product, they probably know what JV is. But JV means joint venture.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is you go and find out who already is talking to your clients, and they may or may not be the same business, right?
Mm-hmm.
They actually might be in a software business, and they have your kind of clients, but they're not selling them your same products and services. You can go to them and say, hey, I would like to market to your current customers, but not for free. Anytime someone purchases my product, I give you an affiliate commission or a percentage of the buy. That's called a joint venture. And there's different ways that you can structure that, but that's what I call the most common denominator, is set it up so that you can promote to their list and then they get a commission when someone purchases off their list.
Ah, so that's sort of a everybody wins kind of strategy.
Yes, everyone wins in that kind of situation. Absolutely.
That's nice. That's nice. Now, that then would be totally separate from maybe speaking at somebody's event, right? Or would it maybe be combined?
It would be combined depending. If you go to speak at somebody's event, yes, you can give them a percentage of sales, or they'll pay you. Most of the time, though, people will say, you come to our event on your own cost, on your own dime, and then if you sell a product or service, then we get a commission of that. Right?
I see. I see.
There's a different ways to do it. So there's different ways to do joint ventures, but I would say the easiest thing to do is do it online. It's what I call the fastest path to cash.
I love that. So what about the list, Heather? Everybody talks about, God, you got to have a big list to mail to market to. How do you grow that list?
It's not about how big the list is, it's how engaged is the list, right? So nowadays, lists could be email lists, it could be chatbot lists, it could be notification lists, it could be community on Facebook lists, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's different, it depends on your business model. But yes, it's all about the list, meaning the customers, okay? So take the word list out and add the word customers or potential customers. In the old school days, it was potential customers, customers, prospects, things like that. So look at your community as either one of two places. They're either prospects or the community and or their current clients, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about engagement, how much you're talking and communicating to them.
I see. And the engagement then makes them interested in you and liking you and that kind of thing, and that leads to buys. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yes and no. I think part of it with women is like we focus on the liking. Okay, I want people to be attracted to what I have to say,
mm-hmm.
and yes, I want them to buy from me. Right? Part of the challenge I have with women is they get really involved in the liking part. Like they want to be liked more than they want to make money. So it's like, well, do you want to be liked or do you want to make money?
Yeah.
And they're not always the same. So you've got to be willing to go out there and go, this is what I do, this is what I can provide, this is the result, and this is the price, right? And it's not about being liked. It's about actually adding value to be purchased.
Okay. So what you're really saying is if what you're selling is valuable enough, it's not going to matter if they're crazy about you. They're going to see the value.
Absolutely. People buy things all the time that they may or may not like the person necessarily, but they know the information is valuable.
I see. That's very interesting. So how did you choose specializing on working with women?
I think, one, because I'm a woman and I've been in the information marketing industry for almost since 2001,
mm-hmm.
and it's very male-dominated. And so part of that process for me is I really am empowered to help women create a business that will sustain them financially. When women are sustained financially themselves, they make different choices. Most women, especially in my family, on both generations, seven generations back that I can find, Women marry for socioeconomic reasons, mm-hmm. and I want those days to be over, such that they can choose a partner or a husband or a lover, whomever, out of choice, not out of socioeconomic choices, right? I think it's really empowering that you can empower women to own their own business, own their own financials, that they can actually choose the life they want and desire, not out of a socioeconomic constraint.
Well, I love that, because so often in my practice, I see women who are living in just awful circumstances because they think they need that guy to survive financially, or they have children that they're worried about surviving financially. So I love where you're coming from, Heather. And when we come back in just a moment, I'd love to hear more about just how you do that, because I'm sure there are a lot of listeners who might want to just give you a call and learn more. We will be back in just a moment.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Change it. Turn and face the strain. Change it.
When you're the victim of an accident or someone's negligence, insurance companies are not going to give you fair compensation for your injuries, damage to your property, and lost income. They actually try to minimize your claim. Don't sign anything until you talk with John Sahar and the Sahar Law Firm in Carlsbad. For over 29 years, John has done battle and has won millions of dollars in damages, medical bills, loss of earnings, and pain and suffering for his clients. John Sahar will stand toe-to-toe with the big insurance companies to make sure you get every dime the law demands, and you don't pay until John collects money on your behalf. From San Diego to LA, Santa Barbara to San Bernardino, for auto accidents, product liability, dog bites, any injury caused by another. If it brings pain and suffering, bring Sahar to the case. For a free case evaluation, call 760-683-2048. 760-683-2048. The Sahar Law Firm, fighting for you. 760-683-2048.
How confident are you that you'll have enough money to retire when the time comes? Your financial future may be at risk, and you don't even know it. Hi, I'm Sherry Blair, financial advisor, and helping you meet your financial goals is important to me. Let me help you make smarter financial decisions that will keep your money safe, growing, and there when you need it. Call me for your free, no-obligation consultation or a second opinion. 619-997-0416.
Sherry Blair is registered with and securities are offered through Broker International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. Broker International Financial Services, LLC is not an affiliated company. California license number 0B42369.
Welcome back to Change It Up with Paula Shaw. We are talking to Heather Ann Havenwood today, and she is giving us some great inside scoop about marketing our businesses online and even offline, you know, like what are the best things to do? She specializes in working with women. She's an author of Sexy Boss, a best-selling book. She also is a media host herself on a show called The Win. And she's known as the wizard behind the curtain. She knows how to get it done. She's grown a couple of million-dollar businesses. So without any further ado, let's get back to talking to Heather Ann Havenwood. So Heather, tell me kind of specifically, if somebody's listening and they think, wow, this is probably the woman I need to be working with, can you tell us how to reach you and what specifically do you do with your clients?
So you can reach me at heatherhavenwood.com. There's a section called Coach with Heather. You can actually go to coachwithheather.com as well. And it goes right to my schedule. You can get on the phone with me. We can have a conversation. So one of the things that I do mainly is I work with clients one-on-one. And the power of working one-on-one, Paula, is that I can really look at where their business is today. Where do they want to go in their business? And let's fill the gap as fast as possible. That is the thing I'm very good at. Now, in the last 2 years, I started a podcast and now a radio show just like yourself. Mm-hmm. I'm now on the radio in 17 different markets across the country. The number one thing that really altered my business in the last 2 years was starting that podcast. So in 2018, I have already in my team and already launched 6 new podcasts out there, because I really believe if you're a coach or you're a consultant or a business owner, you need to have your own media. You need to have your own show like you do and like I do. It is powerful to have your own show. And so we are now launching people's podcasts. We do it in 6 weeks flat. Done for you, over the top, done. And then I teach you, how do you get guests like myself and you? How do you do that? How do you expand that? How do you expand your voice? It's really a powerful medium. So that is what I currently do.
That is really fabulous. So you're working one-on-one with people. I mean, what if it's somebody who just says, no, I don't want to do a podcast. I just want to do my business. I want to coach. I want to, you know, work one-on-one with people. I don't feel confident to do the radio thing.
Well, I would say then you need to get confidence and call me, because every business needs to have new leads, okay? And we don't live in a bubble, right?
Right.
You've got to be willing to get your voice out. So if you don't have the confidence, find the confidence. Do what you need to do to find it. Call me and I'll give you some of my confidence if you so need it. having enough confidence is not an excuse. Look, I just got done with a 6-week course of comedy where I stood up on a stage by myself with me and a mic and looked at the audience and made them laugh for 5 minutes. The reason I did that course was because it scares the poop out of me.
Mm-hmm.
You have to constantly be expanding yourself. So if any woman comes to me or a man and says, well, I don't feel confident enough to do my podcast, I would say, then that's the thing you're going to do. Because the fact that scares you, let's do it, baby. Right? You've got to be willing to expand yourself. No more of excuses, women. Men don't have those excuses. I'm going to stop having women having those excuses. Enough already.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to own the confidence. So if you have the confidence, sweetheart, call me and I will give you some until you get your up. That's the power of having a business coach like myself. Most of my clients come to me with that exact thing. I want to do this, but I'm scared. Or I want this, but I don't know how. Great. I'm going to give you the confidence to do that thing. We're going to do it together. I'm going to handhold you through the entire process, because that's what I do. I give my clients the confidence to create and double and triple their revenue.
Would you
that's
say
what
that?
I do.
Do you think that lack of confidence is one of the biggest obstacles that women entrepreneurs have to overcome?
It's not something they have to overcome. It's something they have to face. And the only reason it stops them is because they let it. And so this, look, I have my own business coach. In fact, I have two right now. Why? They're constantly pushing me to expand.
Mm-hmm.
And as a business coach, my job is to give you the confidence that you need to expand yourself until you can own the confidence yourself, and you will. Every single one of my clients always says, I didn't have the confidence before I started working with you. I now have the confidence to create and just hit the moon. You know, that's the number one thing. It's not that they don't know how. We all know we need to do email lists and list buying and blah, 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 and article writing. But it's the confidence that's the missing element. You know, and that is the number one thing I get to my clients.
You know, it's interesting that you're saying that, because I just spent the last 5 days at the Association for Comprehensive Energy Psychology Conference. And, you know, there and in my work, we're always looking at energy, you know, the energy that creates, the energy that surrounds a situation. And I think, you know, one of the things that I hear and what you're saying is, when you're confident, no matter whether you do comedy or you do a podcast or you stand up and speak or you just work confidently with your client, there is a powerful energy that you exude. And that energy is really attractive to people. It makes them feel safe, and it makes them want to work with you and take your guidance, you know what I mean, or whatever it is that you're offering them. So I really hear that, you know, from that energy perspective. I think it makes a huge difference. Confidence is...
You can't wait for energy to come to you. It's not something you attract.
Yeah, right.
Confidence comes from action.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sit there all day in your yoga pants and go, I want confidence. I want confidence, right? Confidence comes from action. You take action and then you get confidence. Look, if you're a mom and you have kids, which most of women do, right, they don't tell their kid, hey, honey, I know that you don't have the confidence to kick that soccer ball. That's okay. You don't have to go to soccer ball practice until you get the confidence. No, you tell the kid, you're going to go out there and kick the ball. I know that you don't have the confidence. Keep doing it until you get the confidence. Mm-hmm. That's what moms do. Mm-hmm. And you need someone like me on your team to tell you, that's what you need to do. Go out there, take action. I'll be here when you get back on the sidelines.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yes.
That's how it works. Women do it for other people all day long. It's time to do it for yourself. Mm-hmm. That's what I say to my clients.
Yeah. Do you find that's an issue with women? They give way more than they ever asked for?
Absolutely. They do give more, but it's no more excuses. Women use that as an excuse. I give more than I should, blah, blah. Okay. Got it. Stop it.
Stop it. Yeah.
No one's forcing you. No one's forcing you. It's something that you are socially ingrained to do by your mother. It's now time that we have to stop those generational lines.
Yes. Yeah, I think, you know, it's so true. Also, in my work with people with addictions, I find that, you know, there's a lot of women who are what we have labeled in the past codependent. But we were trained to do that in the past. We were trained to put other people before ourselves. So I like what you're saying. It's okay to put yourself and your needs first and give yourself what you need, because if you don't, you won't get this confidence going. You won't be able to take that next step. And I like it. It's kind of like, isn't it the Nike thing? Do it anyway, or just do it. One of them is just.
Well, Paula, you're the sweetheart, and I know that. But it's not about it's okay. It's not about it's okay. No, you have to. There is no it's okay. There's no try. You do or you don't. Mm-hmm. Either put yourself first or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Either put yourself first, right, and go after what you want, or you put everybody else first and you use it as an excuse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? It's do or not do, right? In the old Star Wars, you know, try as you might, try. Yes, you have to be willing to say yes or no.
Yeah.
There is no, like, on the fence. Right? Women, it's time that women stepped up to learn to be business women.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole deal. It's time. And I'm here to help women around the world, internationally, to step into their own power, not try to step into your own power. Do it.
I love it. And tell them again how they can reach you, Heather, if they would like to find out more from you.
They can go to coachwithheather.com. That's coachwithheather.com.
Okay. coachwithheather.com. So in our last few minutes here, Heather, I want to ask you, what do you think are the top three secrets or the top three things you got to do to be successful at internet marketing?
Take action, all three. Stop trying to figure it out. Stop buying 5,000 courses. Take action. That's in business. That's in life, right?
Right.
But yeah. So get a business coach is number one. And get a coach. Someone's going to hold you accountable. And then take action, number two. Number three, take action.
Mm.
I mean, really, that's it. I know that sounds challenging. What? There's so much, right? Take action. Get a coach to hold you accountable to make sure you're on the right path. Number one thing I work with my clients on is getting on the right path. Not a path, the right path for them and their business.
Yes.
That's what I help them with.
Because we all have a limited amount of time. And if you aren't doing the things that are going to make you productive, then that's the wrong direction. So I'm with you. The coaching thing is really good. And I want you to share with our audience the line that you talked about in your video about clarity and confusion.
Oh, yeah. So there's a question I always ask myself. Is it feed my confusion or strengthen my clarity? Ask yourself that question before you do anything. And the number one thing to create clarity is to get a coach. So I'd love for you guys to work with me. You can go one-on-one, coachwithheather.com, get on the phone with me. Let's get some clarity in your life.
Well, I would say one thing anybody who's listened to you can hear is that you are clear. And it's one of the things I love about you, Heather. And I'm so grateful that you were here with me today sharing your strength and your wisdom and your heart.
Thank you so much, Paula.
I'm so glad you're in my life. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye. And we'll be right back to wrap it up.
We'll be right back with more Change It Up with Paula Shaw on AM 1170, The Answer.
Change it. Turn and face the strain.
changes.
There's a question many of us ask ourselves when we are grieving. When will this pain ever end? Life transition coach and grief recovery specialist Paula Shaw wants you to know there is light at the end of the tunnel. In her new best-selling book, Paula gives you information and practical exercises you can use right away in your recovery process, including breathing methods, the emotional freedom technique, energy psychology work, and many other healing tools. Grief, when will this pain ever end? Available now on Amazon.com.
Is living in today's fast-paced world making you feel stressed and out of balance? Are anxiety, sleeplessness, depression, lack of focus, or weight gain robbing you of your relationship and your energy? If you're ready for change, you need to call Paula Shaw. Paula helps you identify and eliminate self-sabotaging thinking and behavior. Using a wide variety of mind-body techniques, she provides her clients with the most effective processes for their specific needs. To book a session with Paula, call 858-480-9234. That's 858-480-9234.
Welcome back to Change It Up with Paula Shaw. And we were just talking to Heather Ann Havenwood, who gave us some really very clear and very pointed tips about how to be successful in business. So it's funny, some of those initial things I talked about in the first segment, feeling insecure, maybe not having the technical knowledge, lack of confidence, intimidation, inability to get loans or funding, disrespect from men, lack of mentors, overwhelm, lack of confidence leading to procrastination. I think that's probably one of the biggest problems. When we don't feel confident, we don't step out. And that's what Heather was talking about. And I believe you all heard her say, take action, take action, take action. If you don't have confidence, get it. And one of the things that I always say in the beginning of the show is that, you know, if you're tired of that rut you've been stuck in, it's time to change it up. You know, that's basically what she was saying. I think you heard her talk about having just taken a six-week course, which culminated in her having to stand on stage and make people laugh for 5 minutes. And the reason she did it was because it scared her to death to think about doing it. It took her out of her comfort zone. Another thing we always say here on Change It Up Radio is all growth happens outside of your comfort zone. And it seems that, you know, the only constant that happens in life is change. And so many of us have this love-hate relationship with change, right? We need it on the one hand, or we'd get bored to death, and we certainly would never grow. On the other hand, we hate the discomfort of that new awkward situation, or that new situation that isn't, that's just uncomfortable because it's not familiar. Sometimes that even happens with something we want, like a marriage or a new living together situation or something like that. We still are, we're still impacted by not feeling quite comfortable because it's unfamiliar. And I think one of the things that's very helpful, again, when we're feeling, whether it's discomfort or whether it's overwhelm, when we're feeling intimidated because maybe we don't know well enough how to do what we think we need to do or want to do, let's remember that great question that Heather Ann shared with us. So ask yourself often, when you're faced with a decision, does it feed my confusion or strengthen my clarity? Does it feed my confusion or strengthen my clarity? And I know recently I was in a situation where I was considering taking on something new and adding one more thing onto my plate. And I know we all are faced with those kinds of decisions all the time. And it's a tough one, isn't it? Because especially if we know that taking something on would help someone else or some group, and yet there's an inner voice, there's a part of you going, oh God, but if I take one more thing on, you know, when will there be time for me? When will there be time to work on my business, not in my business? When will there be time, God forbid, for a massage or something that actually would give you a moment of pleasure? And I think, you know, as Heather Ann pointed out, excuse me, as women, we're often tempted to put everybody else's needs before our own. But if we do that, you know, there never will be an end to other people's needs. There never will be a time that they don't need something from us. So that's where boundaries become so important. If we can't say no, if we can't learn that what Heather said, it's not just okay to take care of ourselves, it's imperative. We have to. And if we want to create something, if we want to create, whether it's a business or a piece of art or learning a language or a new belief, we have to be able to say no to others at times and yes to ourselves. I don't know if any of you have experienced this, but lately I have been getting email responses from people that say, in fact, Heather Ann Havenwood is one of them, like a lot of people, I've realized that answering emails can take up a great part of my day. So I will only be answering them between the hours of blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. So that you know, if you send an email at 9 in the morning, it's not going to be seen until 4 or until 3 or whatever time this person tells you it's going to be seen. I think the same situation can certainly evolve with Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. You know, we can tweet away a lot of critical time that we need to be doing other things. I know when I'm working on my books, and I think most of you know I've written two books. I've written Chakras, The Magnificent Seven, and also Grief, When Will This Pain Ever End? And I have a new book coming out in June called Saying the Right Thing When You Don't Know What to Say. And that one, I'm very excited about that book because right now is a time when so many people are concerned about what they say, whether it's because they want to be politically correct or they want to be cognizant of the feelings of others and they want to be respectful, or whether it's because they're afraid. Some people are intimidated, especially a lot of men are intimidated now about what to say to women. So I'm very excited that that book's going to help answer that question for people. And it will be coming out very soon, and I'll keep you posted about it. It's going to be published by Calumet Editions from Minneapolis. And there'll be a lot of Twitter buzz about it very soon. So we'll keep you posted. But what I started to say is that I know when I'm working on a book, I have to just tell myself there will be no email, there will be no social media, there will be no answering the phone between this time, and that's the only way I can actually get done what I need to get done. And by the way, since we're talking about how to grow our businesses and be successful today, another great tip I once was given by a business coach was, you know, the to-do list, first of all, is always going to be unending. But when you make your list, and I try to make my list the night before so I know what the next day is going to hold for me. When you make your list, prioritize it in the order of what is going to, first of all, importance in your life. So if it's a to-do list about your family, that's one thing. But if it's a to-do list about your business, prioritize it in the order of what is going to put money in your pocket first. What is going to create income? Because there are lots of little things that we tend to have to do that aren't necessarily going to do that for us. So if you want to write a blog, but you need to call back somebody who's interested in working with you, what should you do first? Obviously, make that call because that could turn into income right away. If you're looking to start a new kind of, maybe you're a coach and you want to start a new kind of a group, And your choice is, you know, do I write something on Facebook and post the information about the group? Or do I work on creating a new page on my website about the group? You may want to get that post out there first. So you see what I'm saying? Do the thing that's going to help you to get results most rapidly. And I know in my work, one of the, you know, probably the reason I chose this title, Change It Up, is because that's kind of the answer to so many things in life, isn't it? You know, clients come to me, their lives aren't working well. They've got issues with life transitions, issues with loss, issues with maybe a relationship that's changed or health status that's changed, and they don't know what to do. And so often when we're in pain, we get paralyzed, right? We get paralyzed with fear, we get paralyzed with depression, sadness, overwhelm. And yet, one of the points Heather made in this show today, take action, take action, take action. Change it up, change it up, change it up. Really, truly makes so much sense. And so I want to just reiterate that. And again, thank Heather Ann Havenwood for being our guest today and teaching us some very wise and insightful things about how to grow our business and grow ourselves. So again, thank you for being here with Change It Up Radio. You can hear us Saturday and Sunday evenings on AM 1170, The Answer, at 7 o'clock p.m. You can also hear this show on 15 other terrestrial radio stations across the country, on all major podcast platforms, on iHeartRadio, on Blog Talk, iTunes. We're on all of those where we're so easy to find. But if you forget all those places that I just told you that you can find Change It Up Radio, just ask Alexa. And also, please check out our Change It Up Radio Facebook page. We post all the shows there and other information. And join and like that page, please. And join the Change It Up Facebook and Instagram groups. We want to hear from you. We want to know what you want to hear about on the show and how you feel about the shows that you're hearing and what's interesting to you. So let us know. I look forward to hearing from you, and I look forward to seeing you and speaking with you on the next show. In the meantime, take good care and change it up. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Change It Up with Life Transitions expert, speaker, and best-selling author, Paula Shaw. Join the Change It Up movement with Paula Shaw every Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m. as we explore topics that inspire, welcome change, and create a new kind of conversation. To learn more about Paula, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities, visit changeitupradio.com. Whether you're feeling happy, sad, mad, or glad, it never hurts to change it up. Change.